The Obama administration announced today that while it's blocking offshore drilling on America's east coast and the eastern Gulf of Mexico, it will proceed cautiously in the Arctic. It had been halted after the BP Deepwater Horizon blowout gushed millions of barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says while Wednesday's announcement does allow the scoping process in the Arctic to advance, it is not a green light for development.
Based on extensive studies that will include the environmental analysis as well as the number of oil spill response capabilities and other issues that we're concerned about, then we'll make a decision. So these are not decisions about moving forward yet with respect to leasing in any of these Arctic areas.
Back in March, the Interior Department canceled proposed lease sales in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. Salazar says that has not changed, but studies of those areas and Cook Inlet will proceed. The Obama administration could have blocked offshore drilling in the Arctic through the year 2017, as it did in the Atlantic Ocean and eastern Gulf of Mexico. That's what environmentalists and Alaska Native groups dependent on the Arctic for subsistence wanted to see happen. The Alaska Wilderness League's legal counsel, Peter Van Tine, is dismayed that the Arctic is not off the table, even as he welcomes requirements for environmental review and scrutiny.
The Arctic is still at risk. It's good that the Secretary keeps emphasizing the importance of science, the importance of the opinion of local communities, and having these open decision-making processes. But we're still talking about massive areas in the Arctic potentially being open to leasing when we know for a fact that you cannot clean up oil if it's spilled in that environment.
Environmentalists are applauding the decision to pull back in the Atlantic Ocean and Florida's Gulf Coast. The April BP oil rig blowout caused the Interior Department to scuttle drilling plans and reevaluate its programs. The spill took 5 months to stop and gushed more than 170 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Secretary Salazar says it had a lasting impact on policy and planning.
The changes that we are making today really are based on the lessons that we have been learning. And knowing that there is a robust safety regime that we are standing up to prevent another Deepwater Horizon incident from occurring again.
Salazar says the Interior Department will launch studies to inform his decision on whether to schedule Alaska leases in 2012 to 2017.
I also recognize that cautious, limited exploratory activities can help develop critical information about the Arctic and its resources. Those exploratory activities, however, must be conducted safely and with strong oversight.
Salazar points out that there's only one pending request to drill in the Arctic by Shell in the Beaufort Sea this summer. It was put on hold in the aftermath of the BP Gulf of Mexico spill, but Wednesday's announcement means the permitting process can resume. Michael Bromwich, director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, says first Shell must meet new standards now in place.
We are reviewing and processing Shell's application to drill a single exploratory well in the Beaufort Sea. We will move forward with a careful and complete review of Shell's application to determine if the project meets all existing and new safety standards, has robust oil spill response capabilities in place, and can move forward under strong oversight and inspection.
Shell has requested that a decision be made this month on its exploratory well permit so it can plan for the summer. But Bromwich says he will not be held to what he called artificial deadlines for approval. Shell Alaska spokesman Curtis Smith called Wednesday's announcement positive for the company.
Clearly, we've been stating all along that we need clarity on our 2011 program by the end of this year. It's our hope, based on today's announcement, that the administration is inclined to review our permit and give us feedback one way or the other before the end of the year.
If Shell gets permission to drill its Beaufort Sea exploratory well this summer, the Obama administration announced Wednesday a new policy of stationing safety personnel on site throughout the entire drilling process to watch and hold the company accountable. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,